ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please let's have our seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm grateful to God, and I really want to appreciate, you know, my father, our senior pastor, for the honor and the privilege he has given to me to bring the second word session, you know, for this morning. I'm grateful. God bless you. Please celebrate my father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that, yeah, some of you too were surprised. What session, okay? You know, that's the way God works wonder. Hallelujah. I'm a young man that I found mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please celebrate Mama for the word. You know, hallelujah. Thank you so much. We celebrate the grace of God over you for that word that you brought to us. Hallelujah. But we see Jesus. Very quickly, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. I have a very limited time. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, there is an instruction there that we should all take away from this meeting. An instruction. I'm going to read from NIV version. It says, "We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard." Ask your neighbor, have you heard anything? To what we have heard. What are those things that you've heard? Those instructions that we've heard. It says, "So that we do not drift away. So that these things don't slip from us." You see, spiritual things are very slippery. We've spent time in God's presence since Friday, Saturday, eating, drinking, experiencing God, learning from His Word. But we have to pay attention. Tell your neighbor, pay attention. Pay attention by going back to watch the videos, listen, meditate, and allow those things to digest into our spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the way we work those things out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The pastor has told me to be free this morning, and I asked the Holy Spirit that what will He want me to share on. You know, He said, the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The power in the name of Jesus. You know, some of you are wondering, what's the power? You know, that's why you're cool. By the time I'm done, you'll be on your feet. Hallelujah. You will be on your feet claiming what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, very quickly. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. NIV version says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." No other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And you've heard Pastor Ayo say this over and over again. Salvation is from the word zozo, you know, which talks about the full package. Hallelujah. And you see, Pastor Folake has done justice to it this morning, listing 10 different things that we have by the virtue of the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything is embedded in the name Jesus. No other name given among men by which we should be saved. The name of Jesus is the gateway to these realities. Hallelujah. That's why when someone is born again, the person becomes born again in the name of Jesus. You don't pray for the person in the name of Jehovah Shammah, you are saved. Or in the name of Jehovah Jireh, you are saved. No, it's in whose name? The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Proverbs 18:20. The name of the Lord. That's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, there are two reasons why the name of Jesus is ineffective sometimes in the mouth of a believer. You're wondering, how can someone be born again, the person be saved, and the person is not able to effectively get results with the name of Jesus. There are two things. And you see, while Pastor Flacco was teaching, he dealt with the first one. The first one is guilt and condemnation. The first one is guilt and condemnation. The Bible says that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But you see, there's something in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, that is profound. You know, 20 to 22. It says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." If our heart condemns us. See, the moment you are at that point where the Spirit of God convicts your spirit that you are not in right doing, God sees beyond our hearts. When we are on that ground that we are not aligned with God, the name of Jesus is ineffective in our mouth. And that's why it says in verse 21, it says, "Beloved, if your heart does not condemn us," if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. If there is anything that we must strive to do, that we must always ensure we do as believers, is that we are aligned, we are on the same page with God. You see, we've heard over the last 2 days that the entire law is summed up into one thing, which is what? Love. Love. And the commandment of love is fulfilled in Christ. So if there is anything that is expected of us, is walking in love. So there are times that you see, it could happen that you act selfishly. It could happen that you know, out of just trying to, you know, just try to vex your anger, or just, you know, you express certain things that you shouldn't express. And the Holy Spirit will tell you that, hey, you didn't do well. You know, oh, that person that I said you should give to, you did not give. Or that, I mean, different things that the Holy Spirit will bring to our hearts. There's something I asked you to say that you did not say, you know. But what we are supposed to do immediately is to just repent. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. And that is it. But you see, the Bible says that some people's conscience has been seared, so they are not easily touched by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Their heart condemns them, and they stay in that condemnation. Your heart is telling you that it's wrong, that what you've done is not appropriate, but you still stay there. You see, when we stay in condemnation, we don't experience the fullness of what God has. Hallelujah. The second thing is lack of revelation of the name. Lack of revelation of the name. Not knowing what the name of Jesus represents. And see, I want you to pay attention to this. Anytime you call the name of someone, you invoke the presence of that person. You respond to your name with your presence, isn't it? Hallelujah. Each time we call the name of Jesus, we are evoking his presence. At the mention of his name, we evoke his presence and his abilities. Because there are three important revelations about that name. Number one, God conferred the most exalted name in the world on Jesus. You see, the name of Jesus with which we pray or make declaration is different from the name Jesus that Jesus was answering to as a child in the city of Galilee. Do you get what I'm trying to say? The name he was answering to was the regular Yeshua that could have been interpreted into Joshua. But you see, there was something he did in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible says, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name." So God gave him the name after he did what he was supposed to do as a man on earth. The name, which is above what? Every name. The name is above every name. The name is an honor conferred on him. Glory to God. And that name is above every name. He said that at the name of Jesus, whose name? The name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You see, pay attention to the word closely. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The end point is the glory of God the Father. But he conferred that honor on the name of Jesus. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Whatever name in heaven, on earth, under the earth, it's a name. But there is the name. Hallelujah. There are different names. Sicknesses have names. Situations have names. Different conditions, they have name. We say economic recession is a name. There are different names, but there is a name that at the mention of that name, every other thing gives way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The second revelation about that name, the power of the Godhead is vested in the name of Jesus. The power of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is vested in that name. Is vested in that name. When you read Matthew 28 verse 19, the instruction was, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That was the instruction. Baptize them in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's see the practicality of those scriptures. In Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. So the summary of the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is what? The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I don't have to be Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I just need the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the summary. The name of Jesus. Acts 19 verse 5 says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the name that carries the authority. The authority of heaven and of earth. It carries it in one name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. He says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, encapsulated in him. And guess what? You are complete in him. Who is the head of all principalities and power. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come to announce to you that there is a name that we have. There is a power that we have. There is an authority that we have. And that power is vested in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that responds to God responds to that name. You see, the same way God made declaration when he was creating the heavens and the earth is the same way he expects us to create things using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The same way things respond to God. The same way things responded to Jesus while he was on earth. That's the same way things are supposed to respond to us, because we have the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope someone is preparing to use that name this afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, the third revelation is that the name of Jesus has been given to believers as our seal of authority. You see, God did not just send Jesus to live, to be crucified, to die, to resurrect and just ascend, and just leave us with promises. You see, you can have promises without ability to enact those promises. When there are contracts, you can sign contracts, you can sign agreements, but if there is no power to enact it, it's weak. Hallelujah. That's why God gave us that ability. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you the authority, delegated authority. The moment Jesus, you know, was conferred with that power, what we assess is that delegated authority. Because he said in Revelation 1:18, he says, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. He said, I have the keys. I have the keys. And you see, before he went for that experience, he promised his disciples in Mark 16 verse 19. He says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. He promised them before he went, say, see, I will give you the keys. I'm going to get the keys. I'm going to get the keys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you see, God's desire is that as he is, so are we in this world. Bible says that the heavens of heavens belong to God. The earth he has given to the sons of men. He wants us to perpetuate the works of the Father on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to read this last scripture as I begin to, you know, put this together. Mark 16. Mark 16, 17 to 20. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? In my name, they will cast out demons. You see, when we hear this, a number of us, we think that it's about coming to church and do deliverance for people. That's not what it means. That's not just what it means. See, I had one experience when I was on campus. That day I got back from class and, you know, Pastor Samneye, Greville's, you know, senior pastor, we were together in school then, you know, was the president of the fellowship. And we just got a call from the ladies' hostel that there is one of our sister, and she's misbehaving, you know, she's torn her clothes apart, you know, all manner of nonsense. And as I was just getting to the hostel where we were staying together, the information came. He just called me that, oh, this is what they said is happening. I just took a bike straight to the female hostel. By the time I got there, she was all messed up. She's torn, you know, when a lady has loose, she has torn her wrapper, torn everything, you know, she is messed up everywhere. You know, and I was just provoked in my spirit that what the hell is this? You know, you don't have to be in the church. It can be at home. It can be in the office. It can be anywhere. It can be on the road. Hallelujah. You know, I just lay my hands on her. I just say, I rebuke you, devil. Stop your maneuvering. And I terminate your operations now in the name of Jesus. You know, bent over, prayed over her. Then she became stable. Then I asked, you know, our colleague in the hostel, please get someone with a vehicle around you. And they got the vehicle and they took her to the health center. You know, you wouldn't believe that after she stopped and she got to the health center, those guys were confused. They couldn't pass anything to her. For 1 hour, they're just praying over her, just praying over her, praying over her, praying over her. For 1 hour, you know, then she became stable. Then they said, no, this one can't stay here, that you have to take her to state specialist hospital. And that was how she went. But you see, the thing was that the 2 days before, she had told me after the discipleship class that there's this dream that she had, that she saw someone chasing her in a dream. Initially, it was herself and two of her siblings. Then, unfortunately, he caught up with one person in that dream and the person died. Then they realized that a few weeks later, that person died in reality. Then, some months later, the same person appeared again chasing. Now, it was two of them that were remaining. Caught up with the other person. In reality, the person died again. Then he said the person is now chasing her. It's now chasing her. You see, it could have just been a case of, oh, maybe someone was just sick. And when you see situations like that, that's a demon in manifestation, you know. And you see, the beauty of the story today is that she's alive, doing vibrantly for God. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Let me give you a very closer scenario. There was a day, someone very dear to me went to the room, was sleeping. And all of a sudden, person just woke up, just started choking. We've had dinners, as in choking seriously and gasping for bread and all that. All I needed to do was, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every maneuvering of the devil. And I command peace into your body in the name of Jesus. And guess what? Everything ceased. You see, there is a peace that we command to steal in the name of Jesus. See, when the Bible talks about the raging storm against the boat of Jesus, and it says, storm, you know, be still, peace, be still. It wasn't a joke. It's not old fables. Hallelujah. And you see, this power is not exclusive for some people. They that believe in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. That one seems to be more convenient for us. You know, you just speak in tongues. Yeah, it's okay. It's more convenient. But you see, all the other things are realities. Hallelujah. I remember last year, there was a project I've been chasing. And, you know, at the point where we've completed everything, I mean, this is a project of some good millions of naira, you know. and someone just called me from their office and started telling me that, oh, that project, the amount is too much. You know, these are first time doing projects with, you know, with them. It's one of the leading banks. This is the first time doing projects. I mean, started giving, you don't have any precedence. I just giving all of those things. And, you know, that I'm not sure. I mean, just gave different things. I said, okay, no problem. You know, then I cut the call. I mean, I was in my home office at that time. And I just went, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all the things that you've given me in Christ. Thank you because you are the one that gives me a good and a perfect gift. This is a gift that you've given. I know you've given me this gift. And therefore, I declare in the name of Jesus. I went to search, actually, as I was praying, I was looking for his full name on LinkedIn. You know, I got his full name on LinkedIn. You know, it says that the hand of kings are in the hand of the Lord, like many waters. And it turns in the direction that it please. In the name of Jesus, I turn this around and I say, you favor us now. See, that same day we concluded that deal. And you see, the initial thing that even came was that, see, you can't give you that amount. We are cutting it. And you say, don't worry. Just put the amounts the way it is. And we are clearing it. We executed, collect the full money. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. He said, they will drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. It will by either, you know, you just didn't know or it just happened. It will not hurt you. It will not hurt you. There is a consciousness that we should carry about this name. Hallelujah. You see, all the things that we have heard, everything that we've heard over this period of time, the reality, our capacity to walk in them, it's how we understand, you know, the power behind the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, there's something in, let me just complete it. It says they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. It's for believers. So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, preached, spreading the gospel, you know, showing for the goodness of God. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. See, the reality is that as we go forth from here, in the name of Jesus, using that name, the Lord himself will be walking with us. Hallelujah. Confirming those things with signs and wonders. So yes, you're going to call forth your money in. But you're not just saying, I call forth my money in. You are saying it with a seal on it. I call forth my money in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil, over my opportunity. I command you to release them in the name of Jesus. I command angels to open the doors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, whenever we are confronted with situation, what do? We use the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know if someone is ready to use the name of Jesus this afternoon. Please rise up on your feet with me.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,